Good morning, church. Now it's been a long time, once again we are all here to know more of God and to know, get more closer to God. As I started preparing for today, it was more of like, you know, again I am coming to the same. I'm standing front, but I am one among you standing in as a person who is not just speaking, also going to be receiving along with you all. And let's move. How many of us are remembering what we all learned so far? What are we learning? The attributes of God. Why are we learning the attributes of God? Now, it's many of the times we learn or we hear more of the things that we take it as a learning, or sometimes it is going as a knowledge, correct? But when it is coming to the attributes of God, it is not just knowledge. You are not going to say someone else, hey, this God is so and so. I learned, you also learn. No. It's important to study and know the God's attributes to grow closer to Him. How we view God impacts everything. So when we understand and embrace who God is, it gives us a firm foundation for our faith. Okay? So we are learning about this God to improvise or like get more closer to God. Okay? So when I started, it was like giving more glimpse, like, Lord, I need to grow more in this. I may be still lacking. I may be still like, you know, one step behind. I am also, along with everyone, wanted to know more of you and to get more closer with you. Okay? So we learned many attributes of God: omnipotent God, all powerful God, omniscient God, all knowing God, omnipresent God, all present God, and everlasting God, God of just, righteous God, and merciful God. Today, we are going to learn maybe a very simple aspect, but it's very deeper aspect. That's the love of God. Okay? So, let's move. God's love. Okay, before that, just all these attributes, how it is. We learned very recently God is also like, you know, a God who get anger on some things. And we are telling in some other place like, you know, God is so loving. Is it contradicting or complimenting? Sometimes we think that way. Different attributes of God's character like love, justice and wrath may appear to be conflict at times, but they complement each other. These attributes work together to demonstrate God's nature and purpose, ultimately leading to us to understand His divine nature. God is divine. So if we know only, there are many people outside, when they think about God, whenever there is a crisis or a situation that is not pleasing to them, they will immediately say, you are saying this God is a loving God. This God is a God who always, like, you know, gives you the best. But why there are tough times? Why there are situations that I have to go through some, situations? If we just tell the love alone, we are failing somewhere. That's where when I want to talk about love, I also wanted to say it is a God who is divine in nature, who cannot accept something that is not wrong, that is not right. Okay? So, love as an essential part of His character. God does not love us because we are lovable or worthy, because He is love. It's a very tough thing for us to go and tell a Sunday school student, God loves you the same way he loves the person who doesn't know of the Lord, or the naughty friend of them in their own classroom. Because they always go with the mindset, being a good, God loves me, but not the one who doesn't being love, or like, you know, being naughty. The same way we also have many times grow with the mindset, God loves us, but not the people outside. God loves them more. He cries more for them. He weeps, and he is asking us to love the same way he loves us. So it is essential for every one of us to understand his love, so that we may able to love others the same way God loves us. Is it making sense? So in love, God does not force himself to anyone. And those who come to him do so in response to his love. Do you agree? How many of you are here, or like how many of us here, because God loved us, or we love God? Kind of, you know, it asks us the question, right? God loved us first. Even before we know him, we understand him. And we were still sinners. He chose to love us, and he chose to die for us. So we, in response, we started loving this God. When we believe and receive it, his love transforms our life. We are here for a transformation. The attribute of love is for the transformation. For as high as the heaven are above and the earth, so great his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. God is treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their own father? How many of you have been disciplined by your own parents? Do you think they are not loving you? So that is why originally we spoke, right? We are talking about this God who is love, filled with love. Sometimes he takes the role or his own nature, other aspects, where he has to correct us and help us and to come out of certain things. He may look firm, and he may do it something that is not pleasing to us. But even that is out of love. For his anger lasts only for a moment, but his favor lasts of a lifetime. God's favor is for lifetime. For that sake, he chose to do some things for a moment. So we are talking about God's love, and we also say, like, you know, we love one another, correct? I can say I love my kid, or like, you know, I love my friend, I love my wife, or like anything that I can say. But how God's love is much higher than what we think of our own love. The very first aspect is God's love is unconditional. One of the greatest needs as human beings is need to be loved. We all have it. How many of you doesn't want to be loved? We all, right? So we need to know that we are important to somebody, that somebody truly cares about us and accept us unconditionally. God's unconditional love inspires us and comforts us, knowing we are loved and valued no matter what. God demonstrates his own love for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God demonstrated his love even when we were still sinners. Was there any condition? Hey, you do these things, then only you are going to be accepted. Did Christ waited for us like everybody understand, I am God, then I am ready to do things for you? No. How much great is this unconditional love? For a very special thing, like, I just wanted one of our fellow brother to come. Can you come forward? Ashwin is like, you know, dressed so well, nice, looking good. And I want to, like, you know, say, hello, brother, how are you? I want to give a handshake. It is so nice for me. Imagine Ashwin has gone down and had to do some work. He had to put his hand in the soil. And he is coming with all those things. And how much I am pleased to go and give him a hug and a handshake in the same manner that he is now. But imagine if there is the same thing. There is a small kid which is played in the mud fully and coming with the dirt and thing. How Ashwin think, imagine he is a father, how he will treat that baby. At least he will go and make, ensure it is, the baby is clean. Then he will, like, you know, give that a big hug. But to God, we were accepted as we are. Doesn't matter how inside you are feeling, it is paining in your heart that you are not able to be the person that God wanted us. God's love is sacrificial. Sacrifice involves willing to give up something valuable. God sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to the cross at the Calvary for our benefit, to pay our sin in debt. If anybody comes to you saying, I have 10 clothes, so I am going to give you one cloth because, you know, I am not using it. Do you consider that as a sacrifice? Imagine you have something at your home. Think it's for your own, maybe it's for your parents or for your own kid. You have some food. And you find somebody who is coming with a need. You are, will you be quick to go and take that food and give it to them? Or will you think twice? As long as we have plenty, we don't have problem. But when there is a limited source, we will be thinking twice. But God is not a God who was thinking twice. Because he loved us that much deeper. Deeper, he was ready to go through the pain and suffering. On the cross, Jesus had to go through everything. Whenever you start thinking of God's love, you may have to start dwelling in the cross. Because cross is not easy. It may be looking easy when you watch as a movie or something that, like, you know, as a skit or something. But it is not that much easy. Especially going through all the pain and suffering for the one who doesn't deserve. I'm very much talking about me in that place. Who was completely undeserved, because who doesn't bother of this God. Who was completely going to the other side. But still chose to make the choice just for me to be accepted. God's love is everlasting. Even till the last moment of our life, we may be able to feel His love. Even beyond His love, God's love is everlasting and enduring, extending to every human being, regardless of their actions or circumstances. His love endures forever. If we see someone who is going through a tough time, are like, no, why these missionaries came down to these people who were kind of like, you know, there are many mission hospitals, there are many mission schools and colleges where these people had nothing, but why these people had to do all these things? Because they saw God loves them so much. If we all are feeling that love and we are so happy and rejoicing, when you see somebody who is not feeling that joy and who is not able to enjoy this wonderful thing in their own life, how can we be happy? Every time when we go to the street kids, we are not going to show our attendance. We are not going there so that, hey, I can tell Pastor, hey, Virgil and Sandra, like today we are coming because we have a free time. No. Or like, it is not for, like, hey, we aren't having the membership, so once in a while, for the sake of their conviction, let's go. It's not the thing. The love of God should compel us. We should be waiting for every opportunity to show this love. The love that is in need. The love to know of this God more. When we know of Him more, if we are more convinced to get more closer to God. God's love is transformative. How many of us are believing it true in our own life? There are like, you know, some stories to be told. You know, some people go inside and come out as the same. You know, the cloth that you put it in the dye, if it is coming out is in the same white color, will you accept that it is already gone through the coloring process? Imagine you are ready to put your clothes in the washing machine and it is giving back the same cloth as it is, as dirty it is. Will you accept that washing machine works fine? Even if today we are same and tomorrow we are going to be same, then something is wrong with us. The essential repair of that washing machine is needed the same way in us. Something that is not right. Somewhere we are lost. The transformation is needed. God's love can enable us to overcome our sinful nature. It is also gives us the power to forgive others and find peace. Many of us, we are still thinking there may be a drug addict who is on the road, or like there may be a people who is like, you know, bullying some other. They need transformation. But we are calling ourselves as a people who knows this God and knows this love of God, but still carry all these things that is not correct. Not ready to forgive, not ready to let go of the things that is still okay to be inside. We all like, you know, hey, it's okay for me avoiding that person or not to talk. I am not going back and fighting. I am okay as I am. In that case, there is something truly wrong because we have not received the love of God. It can create change in behavior, attitude, and perspective. Through this transformation, we become more compassionate and loving towards others. We love because He first loved us. It's not a choice. It's not a choice that we are making. It's okay to be loved, but not to love anyone. We have to ask ourselves, if there is somewhere we are still stuck in some other place, we are expected to do so. And the Bible says very clearly, whoever does not love does not know him. Do we know him? We can check our hearts, check our mind. And sometimes it is very difficult. As I have said, it's easy for me to find one more clean-shirt guy and go and give a handshake. It's very easy for me to go and find a guy who is also with the same. He doesn't have any problem. We will not get any affected in any manner. So we can go and do things for with them, but we are still having some things for somebody who may be a problematic person to us. But as long as you are able to love that person, it's very clear. If there is no love, you may see in the Bible very clearly, there will be many people will be called as Pharisees and Sadducees. Why? What they have done wrong? They were devoting themselves to learn this about this God and know more of him, but not ready to accept people, not ready to love one another. They were not ready to do. We saw in Acts, when there was a miracle in the name of God done by disciples, these people had problem. Why? They were fishermen and normal people who were able to do much thing in the name of the Lord. These people calling themselves as devoted to God and doing everything that feels good, but doing nothing in spiritually. I just want to call one more volunteer. Jonah, can you come? So, Jonah, can you bring your water bottle? Now, do you have enough water? Yes. When did you fill?
From home.
Okay, from home. Imagine somebody who is feeling very thirsty. Can you come up? I'm calling Felix at this moment. Imagine you are feeling thirsty and going to ask her as water. If she had filled this water today morning, how much comfortably you will receive it? Imagine the water was filled 1 month back and she herself will not open and drink, and she is holding for the sake everybody is carrying bottle, so I am also wanting to bring one water bottle. How much you are comfortable to share that water bottle?
I won't be comfortable.
The same way, if we are filling ourselves with God's love every day, we will be comfortable to do the same love, or like give the same love to someone. Even though we messed up an hour before, or like 1 day before, but still we want to go back and to show that love to them back, because our container is filled with the fresh love. Correct? Yeah, you can go. This is what I wanted all of us to think at this moment. How often we are refilling ourselves. I strongly remember one thing. This Saturday prayer, there was a prophetic word that came. Clean your vessel and refill. Clean your vessel and refill. If there is something that is not allowing you to fill with the fresh water, the living water, if there is something that you are not comfortable to let go so far, which is stinking now, which may be irritate sometimes, but you are not, still you are okay with that, it's time for us to let go of it. It's time for us to clean and ready to be filled, so that we are ready to share with someone the same love. When you go out for the street kids, you will see them with the same love. The same way when God chose me, I was the same. I was not having everything great. He chose to love me. I want to show them the same love. I still remember our volunteers goes extra miles. Some kids who are completely dirty and comes with the mud hand, they cannot take the snacks in hand directly. Our volunteers are ready to feed them. Ready to make their hands dirty so that they will be able to enjoy what we are giving. That is out of love. That love is the same love that God has given to us. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. If you chose to not to love some people, you can very much be clear that God also may not be happy about you because you received it, but not ready to share. And one day, there may be a time that you may go in the presence of the Lord and say, Lord, I know you. I did these things in your name. But he may be ready to say, I don't know you. You received my love, but you never gave this love to others. You filled your cup, but you never shared with anyone. You may wanted to be received with a clean person who is very much cleaner than me, but not ready to give to the people who are not clean as I am. You can like downgrade themselves and think in a different way. God's love is expecting you to transform inside. Jesus asked Peter 3 times, do you love me? When we meditated this in our Bible reading, this took a lot of time. Everybody were able to think, what is that God, Jesus, keep asking him, why he is asking him. And in response, Jesus told only one thing, take care of my sheep. If you love him, the very first thing that you are supposed to do it is love others the same way he loved you. Share with others or do something with the people who you think they don't deserve, are like the same way God did it to me when I don't deserve. Love on the cross. Let's dwell 1 minute on this love. The love that was demonstrated on cross till the very last drop of the blood was going out of the body. He was ready to hang for you and me, go through the pain, so that we are completely restored and renewed. The hope that we show, the renewed hope, is because of the cross. As RXC, let's evaluate ourselves. Is it mandatory to love one another? We can't claim to be followers of Christ if we are not committed to any specific group of disciples. Maybe you can say, hey, I am self-sufficient. I can do everything on my own. The same way God loved me, I have to show somewhere, right? Don't go to the place where everybody is good. Everybody is perfect. Everybody can do everything great. In that place, you may not be needed. Where there is a need, where there is a place, you see people who still fail. It's okay for you to be committed to that place. Maybe that place can be our own, you know, social, or the place where we go for evangelism, or ready to show any act of kindness to anyone. Jesus said, your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. There is a proof needed. From our own heart, we can evaluate our own heart, how much we are. When we come together in love as family from different backgrounds, race and social status, it is powerful to witness the Lord. Is it not amazing? I believe this place is very much for every one of us. Even if I sometime, like, you know, hey, if I find everybody is like-minded to me, it will be more comfortable to me. I had my own challenges, and by, like, you know, to battle it out. Yesterday night I was sitting to God, Lord, I have my own challenges. I am still battling. God was very much clear. It's, if you are not comfortable, still it is your place. You are ready to, like, you should be ready to move forward. Together, not separated, we are his body. You cannot think one person excluded, everything is fine. I just want to bring one small lives. I want to talk about it. This is Graham Staines. Most of us would have heard about this man and his kids were burnt alive. This man who was ready to let go of everything and come down and serve a community of tribes, the tribes who are not, they are the least tribes, it was mentioned very clearly. They were the one who were not affordable to anything. These people were ready to go and do things for them. And did they get the benefit as credits in this place? No. But when his wife was given an opportunity to talk about the people who killed, she said, I forgive. Because God's love was filled in her heart. She was able to go through and accept the pain. The same way Jesus was ready to go through everything because he loved us. The love that she received, she was able to show. How many of you think these people who did this innocence? Jesus told the same word on the cross. Lord, Lord, forgive them because they don't know what they are doing. And one person was arguing, hey, how will they, doesn't know, man, they know how long the nail should be, how heavy the cross should be, so that it will break and it will make them pain. Everything they calculated to the core to make that person to feel the highest amount of pain. How do you, like, how he calls them as people who doesn't know? They doesn't know the love of God. And you and I are the one to show this love to others. Are we ready? Are we ready? With this note, I just want to call Pastor Virgil to pray and understand this more of love of God.